Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
There is an old three-letter word that spells the difference between happiness and misery, between freedom and bondage, and ultimately between heaven and hell. A generation or two ago, the word was commonly used in our speech, especially by the clergy. The word was used to describe wrongdoing and human failure. Then, as words are prone to do, it gradually began to be replaced by synonyms which were more gentle and softer. That old three-letter word is sin. And in spite of the fact that most people prefer not to think of themselves as being tainted by this word, sin is good news. And how can that be, you might be thinking? It's simple. There is a solution to the problem of sin, an antidote which neutralizes its effect, and that is good news. The existence of sin is demonstrated three ways. First, by history, then the human conscience, and certainly by Scripture itself. Historian Harold Lindzell wrote, "As long as man has been on earth, wars, tumults, disease, and death have been rampant. All creation bears unmistakably the mark of evil. The pages of history are blackened by its effects," end quote. 5,000 years of written history are but a repetition of human failure. But the effects of history go beyond what takes place on a national basis to what takes place on a personal basis. We are told today that there is a difference between public and private morality, something which no previous generation ever believed. Nonetheless, the mentality which wants to believe this is but a reflection of the thinking that is unfair to hold others accountable for what we ourselves are not willing to abide by. Your conscience, friend, is only as good as its understanding of right and wrong. When a person doesn't know what a straight line is, it's difficult for him to understand why a crooked line is different. But nonetheless, the consciences of almost all people at some time or another nag at them saying, "What you did was wrong." And when that wrongdoing violates others and God, it is sin, unvarnished and plain. The Bible says that men and women are sinners by choice and by nature as well. "All have sinned," was the dictum of Paul to the Romans. You sin because of human compulsion towards selfishness and wrongdoing, as well as by your personal choices, which at times you know are wrong, yet prefer doing that to what you know to be right. Now suppose you went to your doctor because you had a lump on your thyroid and it just wouldn't go away. He ran some tests and then asked you to sit down and he said, "There's nothing really to worry about. Our tests show that you have a lymphoma, but this is perfectly natural. You have a beautiful smile and a wonderful personality. Think positively of yourself and realize that you are much better off than most people." If you heard what I just told you, you would be fuming with anger. You would probably break your fingers punching the buttons of your phone as you call your attorney. But if your doctor says, "You have a problem here, but there is a solution, surgery followed by radiation." Now the answer isn't terribly pleasant, but we can assure you that you're going to be okay. Then you have hope. The good news about sin is not that you have failed, but God has an answer, a solution to wrongdoing, and that solution is what Jesus Christ did in paying the price of your failure. That's good news, friend.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.